Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 9. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the house of Venkatabhatta. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained in the house of Venkatabhatta and constantly talked with him about Krishna. In this way, the Lord was very happy. Being a Vaishnava in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, Venkatabhatta worshipped the deities of Lakshmi and Narayan. Seeing his pure devotion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Constantly associating with each other, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkatabhatta gradually developed a friendly relationship. Indeed, sometimes they laughed and joked together. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the Bhattacharya, "Your worshipable goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always remains on the chest of Narayana, and she is certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. However, my lord is Lord Sri Krishna, a cowherd boy who is engaged in tending cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants to associate with my lord?" Just to associate with Krishna, Lakshmi abandoned all transcendental happiness in Vaikuntha and for a long time accepted vows and regulative principles and performed unlimited austerities. Kasyanu bhavasyanu deva vidmahi tavangri renu sparishadikaraha Yadvanchet Sri Lalanacharitapo Vahayakamam Suchiram Dritavata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "O Lord," quoting from the prayers spoken by the wives of the Kaliya serpent to Krishna, "O Lord, we do not know how the serpent Kaliya attained such an opportunity to be touched by the dust of your lotus feet. Even the goddess of fortune, for this end, performed austerities for centuries, giving up all other desires and observing austere vows. Indeed, we do not know how the serpent Kaliya got such an opportunity." Venkatabhatta then said, "Lord Krishna and Lord Narayan are one and the same, but the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. Since Krishna and Narayan are the same personality, Lakshmi's association with Krishna does not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is the answer to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question. And from this, we can understand that Venkatabhatta knew the truth. He told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Narayan is a form of Krishna associated with transcendental opulence. Although Krishna is two-armed and Narayan a four-armed, there is no difference in the person. They are one and the same. Narayan is as beautiful as Krishna, but Krishna's pastimes are more sportive. It is not that the sportive pastimes of Krishna make him different from Narayana. Lakshmi's desiring to associate with Krishna was perfectly natural. In other words, it is understandable that a chaste woman wants to associate with her husband in all his different dresses. Therefore, one should not criticize Lakshmi for wanting to associate with Krishna. Sadantas Tvabheda pi Sri Krishna Sarupayo Rasenod Krishyate Krishna Rupam Esa Rasa Stiti. Venkatabhatta continued, "According to transcendental realization, there is no difference between the forms of Narayana and Krishna. Yet, in Krishna, there is a special transcendental attraction due to the conjugal mellow. And consequently, he surpasses Narayana. This is the conclusion of transcendental mellows." Srila Prabhupada notes in his purport that this verse quoted by Venkatabhatta is also found in the Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu, 1.2.59. Krishna Sange Pativrata Dharma Nahinash Adhika Labhapaye Ara Rasa Bilas. The goddess of fortune considered that her vow of chastity would not be damaged by her relationship with Krishna. Rather, by associating with Krishna, she could enjoy the benefit of the rasa dance. Venkatabhatta further explained, Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is also an enjoyer of transcendental bliss. Therefore, if she wanted to enjoy herself with Krishna, what fault is there? Why are you joking so about this? Prabhu kahe, dosa nahi, iya ami jani, rasana paila lakshmi, shastre iha shuni. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I know that there is no fault on the part of the goddess of fortune, but still she could not enter into the rasa dance. We hear this from revealed scriptures. Nayam Shriyoanga U Nitantarati Prasada Swayoshitam Naliraganda Richam Kuto Anya Rasotsave Asya Buja Danda Grihitakanta Labha Shisham Ya Udagad Vraja Sundarinam. This is a verse from the 47th chapter of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, text 60. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the rasa dance, the gopis were embraced around the neck by the Lord's arms. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts in the spiritual world. Nor was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, girls whose bodily luster and aroma exactly resembles the beauty and fragrance of lotus flowers. And what to speak of worldly women, who may be very beautiful according to material estimation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, but can you tell me why the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, could not enter the rasa dance? The authorities of Vedic knowledge could enter the dance and associate with Krishna. Lakshmi kena na poila ihara ki karana tapa kori kailche Krishna paila shruti gana. Then, quoting from the 87th chapter, Prayers of the Personified Vedas, of the 10th canto, text 23. Great sages conquer the mind and senses by practicing the mystic yoga system and controlling the breath. Thus, engaging in mystic yoga, they see the super soul within their hearts and ultimately enter into impersonal Brahman. But even the enemies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead attain that position simply by thinking of the Supreme Lord. However, the damsels of Braja, the gopis, being attracted by the beauty of Krishna, simply wanted to embrace him and his arms, which are like serpents. Thus the gopis ultimately tasted the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, we Upanishads, the Shrutigana, can also taste the nectar of his lotus feet by following in the footsteps of the gopis. Having been asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu why the goddess of fortune could not enter into the rasa dance, whereas the authorities on Vedic knowledge could, Venkatabhatta replied, I cannot enter into the mysteries of this behavior. Venkatabhatta then said, I am an ordinary human being. Since my intelligence is very limited and I am easily agitated, my mind cannot enter within the deep ocean of the pastimes of the Lord. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. You know the purpose of your activities. and the person whom you enlighten can also understand your pastimes. Here is Srila Prabhupada's short purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and his pastimes cannot be understood by blunt material senses. One has to purify the senses by rendering transcendental loving service unto the Lord. When the Lord is pleased and reveals himself, one can understand the transcendental form, name, qualities, and pastimes of the Lord. This is confirmed in the Katha Upanishad 2.23, Mukunda Upanishad 3.23, Yam Evaisha Vinute Tena Labhyas Tasyaisha Atma Vinute Tanum Sram. Anyone who is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead can understand his transcendental name, qualities, form, and pastimes. So now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will answer his own question about the behavior of the goddess of fortune and her inability to enter the rasa dance. And we shall hear that very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.